Chapter 7, The Yoga of Wisdom and Realization. The Holy Lord said, with your mind intent upon me, taking refuge in me now, hear how through the practice of yoga you shall fully come to know me. To you I shall explain in full knowledge and realization, which being known, nothing further remains to be known in this world. Of thousands of human beings, scarcely one strives for perfection, and of those adept in striving, scarcely any knows me in truth. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intellect, ego, principle, these are the eight divisions of my Prakriti, O Arjuna. Such is my lower Prakriti, yet know my higher Prakriti sustains all beings that exist and the whole cosmos mighty armed. These two Prakritis should be known as the womb of all these beings. Of this whole universe am I the origin and dissolver. Higher than me, Dhananjaya, there is absolutely nothing. All creation is strung on me like strands of jewels on a thread. I am the taste within water, the radiance of the moon and sun. I am Om in all the Vedas, sound in ether, manhood in men. I am the fragrance within earth, and the brilliance within the fire, the life in all beings and the austerity of ascetics. Know me as the eternal seed of all beings, the intelligence of the intelligent and the splendor of the splendid am I. I am the strength of the strong, free from all desires and from passion. I am the desire in beings that is according to Dharma. States of being which are sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic know as proceeding from me, yet I am not in them, but they in me. All this world is deluded by the states composed of the gunas. Thus it perceives me not, who am eternal and higher than these. This divine illusion of mine is difficult to go beyond. Only those devoted to me shall pass beyond this illusion. But those not devoted to me, evildoers deluded low, deprived by Maya of good sense, follow the way of the demons. These four kinds of virtuous men do worship me, O Arjuna, the distressed seekers of welfare, seekers of knowledge and the wise. Of them the wise man, ever steadfast, devoted to the one, excels. Supremely dear am I to him, and he is dear to me as well. All these indeed are exalted, but I see the man of wisdom as myself. He with mind steadfast abides in me, the supreme goal. At the end of his many births, the wise man takes refuge in me. He knows all is Vasudeva. How very rare is that great soul. Others deprived of their good sense by this or that desire or right, devote themselves to other gods, impelled thus by their own natures. Whatever form a devotee may seek to worship with full faith, that faith of his is blessed by me to be steadfast, unwavering. Endowed with faith, he then receives his desires from that worshipped form. Because I have decreed that those desires should be granted to him. But temporary is the fruit for those of small understanding. To the gods go their worshippers, my worshippers come unto me. The unintelligent think me manifest, though unmanifest, not knowing my supreme state as unchanging and transcendental. Veiled by illusion, born of the combinations of the gunas, this deluded world knows me not, the unborn, the immutable. I know the departed beings, also the living Arjuna, and those who are yet to be born, but none whatsoever knows me. By desire and hatred rising, through duality's delusion, at birth all beings fall into delusion, O scorcher of foes. But those men of virtuous deeds, they whose sin has come to an end, freed from the pairs of opposites, they worship me with firm resolve. Those men who take refuge in me, seek freedom from old age and death, they know Brahman thoroughly and know the self and karma as well. Those who know me, the primal one, the primal God, chief sacrifice, they truly know me with steadfast thought, even at the time of death. Om Tat Sat. Thus in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, the science of the eternal, the scripture of yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, ends the seventh discourse entitled, The Yoga of Wisdom and Realization.